Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm going to play this wonderful song called Beautiful by Imani Nzuru. I love this song.
You.
that the moon.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was beautiful by Imani Yuzuru. I love, love, love that song. Oh, my God. It just puts me in such a gratitude mood. Just thank you, God. You know, can you imagine the moon's glow was just to bless me? When God created the moon, it was specifically made to bless me. The sun and the wind to touch me. Ooh, I love it. God is so amazing. Life is so amazing. Love is so amazing. You are so amazing. Good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to get ready to move into that space as we enter into the present. And this morning, I want you to move from your head and go straight to your heart. And even if in this right now moment, you don't feel you have anything to be thankful for, just say thank you anyway. Even if somebody woke up in a mood or somebody in your space is not in the same energy, just thank you anyway. If it's raining or whatever, just say thank you. And I just want you to move into your heart space right now as we enter into the stillness and just say thank you. And as we enter into this place, absolutely recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this beautiful, great spirit that is known by so many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so right now, I just want you to just say thank you. As we become very intentional about the breath in this right now moment, I just want you to say thank you. Recognizing that there is power in the breath, I want you to take in a deep breath because sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath right now, family. I want you to remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, long, slow breath. Control the breath and just go, thank you, God. Thinking about Mama Colette. Mama Colette used to get up every morning and she used to thank you, God, for activity of my limbs and waking up in her right mind. And being young, you don't really think about that. So this morning I had these needles in my fingers trying to type from waking up. And I said, oh, that's what Mama Colette meant. Being able to move your limbs. And so when you at some point in your life, you take it for granted. And when you get to the point where it's not as functional as it used to be, you give thanks for the activity of your limbs and the waking up in your right mind. And so I said, well, let me start thanking God for the activity of my limbs and waking up in my right mind. And so right now, I just want you to just say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you. And in this right now moment, I want you to be still. And as we enter the presence, I just want you to be still. Be still. Know that I am God. I want you to breathe from me. And really, do it again. Be still, know that I am God. Breathe. And really. And just give thanks. As you believe and know that you are the greatest gift of all the things that was created on the planet, pride of the Creator and the joy. Because you are the most like the Creator. You were made in the image. There's nothing else on the planet that is made like you. You were the gift. Gift to the planet. And everything in it was yours to take. And so right now, I just want you to say thank you. As you think about the sun's warmth, and as it kissed your face this morning, just think it was made just to bless you. And as the moon glow is made just to bless you. And the wind just to touch you. I just want you to say thank you. As we take in another deep, long, juicy, amazing breath, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe from me. And then release. Thank you. And as we enter into this still presence, this is the last time. I just want you to honor the gift called you. I want you to place your hand over your heart and just give thanks. Creator, for creating this special gift called you. Nobody can do it like you. And I want you to just give thanks for the presence called you. And the last time, I'm going to just give thanks. Thank you, God, for creating me. Thank you, God, for creating me. And as you honor the gift called you in this right now moment, and as you give thanks for the presence of you on this planet, I want you to just give thanks for your ancestors. As we ask and call forth the ancestors this morning to lead, to guide, but see ourselves in our own greatness. I just want you to say, thank you. And this is the last time, God. Take in this deep breath, giving thanks for the activity of our mind and the activity of our limbs and the waking up in our right mind. I just want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, and there's power in the breath. But let's be still. Know that I am God. Just breathe, family. Just release. And as we enter into this presence, we just give thanks. And collectively, as we send energy into Monica's grandmother this morning, just giving thanks for her presence, giving thanks for her will, giving thanks for her feistiness, giving thanks that Grandma knows what she wants. That she even loved Monica's mother to bring Monica to the planet. We give thanks as the healing presence of God is all around her right now. As we send in a legion of healing angels to her grandmother, we just give thanks for the perfect, complete, wholeness of her grandmother. And as we take a few minutes for anybody who desires to send light into the name of love, the spirit will hear it. Any children, just in love. And as we give thanks for the outpouring of this love, collectively, there's power. When we send into the universe, we shift the atmosphere. And so right now, I just want us to move into a place of forgiveness. And we forgive today.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly Father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly Father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee, I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive my father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale. and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that is Richard Elliott, Summer Madness. I love that arrangement. You know, Brenton came in yesterday and I had my Miles Davis playing. And I was sitting with my candlelight. And he said, "What you creating?" It's funny when somebody knows you, you know, somebody understands you. So he let me sit in my little room with my candlelight and my Miles Davis, creating, creating, creating. I love to create because that's what I am. I'm a creator. I am the center of my divine attraction, right, y'all? Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're about to read from the science of mind. Today's thought process is fueling the thought. Paul G. Thomas once said, "The one thing over which you have absolute control is your thoughts." Let me say that again. He said, "The one thing over which you have absolute control is your thoughts. It is this that puts you in a position to control your own destiny." Wow. The Science of Mind have a magazine and they have a book. The Daily Inspirational Magazine is what I read from. But they also quote from the book. And on page 30, it says, "All thought is created." You see, thoughts are like cars. You can amass a lot of them in the parking lot of our minds. But it's the amount of fuel that determines their destination. If I fuel one car with repetitions of "I cannot," then I repeatedly arrive at destinations of failure and disappointment. But if I fuel another car with "I can, I can, I can," then I repeatedly arrive at destinations of fulfillment and support. Reverend Arthur James Allen writes, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you." It's a simple enough analogy. You are continuously arriving at the thresholds of experience by the cars, thoughts we fuel. What I don't feel won't travel. What I do not feel will not travel. You see, Dr. Ernest Holmes says it this way. "No person whose entire time is spent in the contemplation of limitation can demonstrate freedom from such a limitation." Ooh, they be speaking some stuff in this magazine, don't they, y'all? Let me say that again. Not one person whose entire time is spent in the contemplation of limitation can demonstrate freedom from such limitation. You see, fueling limitation is repeatedly talking about what you don't have, what you lost. It's repeatedly talking about bad luck or not getting your fair share. It's being jealous and critical of another's success. Come on, God, cleanse our mind this morning. That car is programmed to drive you to a stall, overpopulated, bumper to bumper graveyard where furious and desperate drivers blame everyone around them for the gridlock in their lives. Come on, Holy Spirit, speak. You see, fueling possibility and solution is repeatedly practicing gratitude for what you have. And I'm going to say, it's practicing gratitude for what you can't see, too. It is powering an appreciation for the entirety of your journey and the lessons learned. Come on, family. Let's just give thanks. It's choosing the premier fuel of a never-ending curiosity and includes additives of divine right action and childlike wonder that keep the journey and vibrant and alive. See, the travel is rarely in some sterile uniform line, but rather switchbacks and spirals with unpredictability toward destinations that align with our unlimited creative expression. Remember that our assembly line of thoughts is daily populated with a never-ending succession of cars. So feel wisely. Ooh-wee. I got something to tell you. Today, consciously and creatively direct my thoughts. consciously and creatively direct my thoughts. Tell me, I consciously and creatively direct my thoughts. What have you been thinking, family? Are you caught up in a gridlock, family? Are you asking yourself, how did you get here, family? Are you asking yourself, what must I do to become the vision that I see myself? And let's talk about that. How do you see yourself? What do you do when you don't feel good enough? Talk about both of these things, the vision, because we have sole ownership of our vision. Come on, somebody better amen that we have sole ownership of vision. And I like to think about vision a lot. This is a quote from Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks once said, you have sole ownership of your vision, and the universe will give you what you want within your vision. What happens with most people is that they muddy their vision with what we call, quote unquote, reality. Their vision becomes full of not only what they want, but what everybody else think about what they want too. Your work is to clarify and purify your vision so that your vibrations that you are offering can then be answered. I want to come back to that right now, family. Come on, y'all. People get on here, but I don't think you really hear me. I don't think you really hear me. So I want to say this one line over again. It is your work to clarify and purify your vision so that the vibration, I want you to get this, vibration that you are offering can then be answered. Now, in this quote, what I found very profound in this quote is that you're the sole ownership of your own vision, right? But what I found very profound is that she didn't say your work is to clarify and purify your vision so that what you see can be answered. She didn't say to clarify and purify your vision so that the words that you offer can be answered. She said vibration. I just want you to breathe in that word. Vibration. Vibration. I want you to just feel how that word moves through every cell in your body. And I don't know if it moves through your body the way it moves through mine. Certain words move through my body in a certain way. Vibration. What does that really feel like? Vibration. So when I looked up the word vibrate, quiver, shake, tremble, shudder, pulsate, I like that word, to pulsate, a resonant sound, a low rumbling sound, reverberate, resonate, resound, reverberate, resonate. I just want you to hear vibration. Now, if you want to get more deeper into the word vibration, they call it a mechanical phenomenon whereby oscillation occurs about an equilibrium point. You say, well, that might be a little bit over some of our heads. So I said, I just want you to think about vibration. And the reason is because the universe only answers vibration. And I want you to really get this. Because vibrate, when we use it in a transitive verb, means to swing or to move, to emit. What are we emitting into the universe? What is the oscillation, the resonance, the quiver? What is it that we're emotionally, because our vibrations come from our emotional space. So when we heal the emotional space, we start to think about what it is that we're putting out emotionally. See, for so long, we caught up in the thoughts, we caught up in our words, and all that is important. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying what you think is not important, and I'm not saying what you speak is not important, because your thoughts and your words do affect the vibrations that you send out. But people get lost in a song. I remember even when I first started learning this and I started bringing it to the Love Journey, a particular lady I was explaining it on the call, and she told me, well, she didn't agree. And I said, you have absolutely every right to not agree, but the law is still the law. You know, it doesn't matter whether you know it and don't know it. The law is the law. I'm talking about the laws of the universe. The law's not going to say because you don't know it, it's not going to work. You see, when I started studying why visions and vision boards wasn't coming true for some people, and I needed to address that if I'm a vision board teacher, why am I coming to these vision board classes and this is not happening? I had to explain to people what was happening so they can shift, because vision boards are only an outer reflection of our prayers. It's a 3D version of our prayers, right? It's a 3D version of what you ask in the universe to bring into your experience. So I want you to think about and take ownership of your vision today. Let's talk about that, because I'm kind of going away. But I wanted you to really think about vibration. So many times, we're always thinking about how we could fix ourselves or this new you. But I wanted you to think about this. What if you didn't need to fix anything about you? And what if you were absolutely perfect just the way you are? And that you didn't really need a new version of you. But what life was asking from you is to be true to yourself, to be real and authentic. So maybe what life is really asking in the vision is for you to be not a new version, but an authentic version of you. But what does that really mean? That means having the courage to own what you want for your life. I'm going to say that again. I might even tweet that out on my Facebook page or put that on my Facebook page. So I want you to think about this today. Creating the most authentic version of you means having the courage to own, O-W-N, what you want for your life. Not what your parents want, not what your spouse or significant other, not what your family or tribe want, but what you want for your own life. It's time to be clear, unapologetic about what it is you want for you. And how you want that to look. You see, until you stop apologizing for what you want and own it. Come on, family. We got to own it. It won't be yours. You'll be letting someone else run your life. And while that can seem safe and comfortable, we both know there's more in life than pleasing other people. There's more to life than making yourself small to make other people feel comfortable. Ooh, I know I stepped on somebody's toes right now. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to step on your toes again. There's more to life than making yourself people feel comfortable. This is your breakthrough time. This is a time of self-care, self-love, and owning your true heart's desire. Some of us, because we got a lot of Virgos on this line, we're coming into a new earth year. Well, you all are coming into a new earth year. I don't come into April, but I feel like it's my birthday, too, because it's so many of you all's birthday, earth time. And as you move into this new earth, this is your time. Stop making yourself feel small to make other people feel comfortable. Let me say that again. It's time to stop making other people feel comfortable by making yourself small. This is your earth time year. It's a year of self-care, a year of self-loving and owning your true heart's desire. And before you can head out and celebrate on this year, I want you to check your love quotient for you. No more resolutions, no more false promises, no more fake pump-ups. But it's time to be yourself with no apology. It's time to know your worth and act accordingly. By the way, I want you to know that you're worth it already. As you step into the authentic you, that's what it's really about. See, it's not about fixing what's broke, because I want you to think about how many times we hear people, I don't even honor that no more, that brokenness stuff, you know, broken. You never broken and you was never broken. Now, you may have had some things that took you away from the true authentic self, and maybe you looked away from some stuff, but baby, you're not broken. Never will be. And maybe some things that then broke you down and put you down on your knees, because life done knocked me out a couple of times. It was a TKO. I think life done won, and before I knew it, I was back up again. Because life can do you that way. You think you're on your way, and you get back up, and before you know it, a dirty crook that made you look, because then it hit you upside your head again. And you out for the record knockout. But see, we so equipped, and we was born to win that, guess what? You just breathe again and you get back up because you was made to win. You were born to win. You see, family, we're about to come into the end of this year. We living, moving in and moving out of the years with the same old, same old. So I want you to think about your momentum of energy as we really get clear about what we want to create. And I don't want you to wait to January to recreate these new goals and all this new stuff. What I really want you to do is just journey to the soul and just become the authentic version of you. And when you begin to honor the authentic version, then you're going to start moving and navigating through life in ways you've never done before. So I want you to think about today as if today was New Year's Eve, when people start to consciously design their lives for 2019. I want you to have a jump start. Now, for me, when I was creating yesterday, I was sitting with my Miles Davis, and between Pharoah Sanders, and some of you all might not know who these guys are, but they're musical jazz geniuses in my mind. And I started off with Pharoah Sanders, the creator has a master plan. You see, the creator had a master plan when the creator created you, and sometimes we get in our own way. Woo! The creator had a master plan when the creator created you. There's a song by Pharoah Sanders saying, the creator had a master plan. And when the creator had a master plan and it created you, it had a master plan on what it created you for. But see, we get so stuck and so veiled and so conditioned that we can't get out of our own conditioning to find out who we are. Who we are. And so I want you to have a vision. I don't want you to wait till January to create resolutions and all that stuff. I want you to start today. What do you want the rest of this year and the beginning and all of 2019 to look like? I want you to create such a juicy and delicious life that you come back and say, Janine, girl, look what I created. I want you to call me on the phone screaming and say, girl, I got a 10-carat diamond ring. I'm on a yacht right now with the sun glowing on me, and he is loving on me, feeding me juicy watermelon and juicy cherries, or whatever. Okay, I just lost myself in the vision. Let me get back to my own self here. Woo, that was a good vision for me. I don't know how about you, but it felt good to be on my yacht, in my beautiful yacht, being fed cherries and watermelon and strawberries. some of my favorite fruit. And oftentimes when I think about the taste of a good, juicy fruit coming from the earth, I feel like I'm tasting an experience in God. See, I want you to get super clear. What do you want in your romantic life? If you're single, what kind of relationship do you want? If you're in a relationship, how can you take the relationship to the next level? Come on, family. If your relationship that you are in can get stale after being in a relationship for so long, I know because I've been there. It's easy to think how easy it is to move into something else and want to mess around. But what can you do with the relationship you have right now? And I'm not knocking nobody doing what they need to do, whatever. I'm not saying one thing or other, what you should and shouldn't do. But what could happen if you decide to take your relationship that you have right now and take it to the next level? What if you could move yourself into the idea of your spouse that you've been with for so long, that one day you walked in and all your spouse could see is that you were the object of their affection. And they start to remember the good times and the reason why they loved you, and you begin to remember why you loved them and what kept you together for so long and how you took it for granted and now you're spicing it back up. How can you get there? What about your financial career? Ooh, how much money would it take? And I'm not talking about millions and millions, unless that's what you, that's what it's going to take for you. But what could it take right now? Something that seems so approachable, so fantastic that you can have right now in your financial space, that you will have more than enough to experience life in the way that you want to experience. Number would that be? Each month, what really feels good for you? What would you no longer put up with? What do you want to create? What about our health and wellness and our body? I can't help but think about this lady who owns 360 mind, body, and soul. And it was such a shocker when she said she had been overweight all her life, because if you've seen Sister Girl now, baby, she was banging, beautiful. But what I loved is the story she said. She said she finally had fell in love with somebody, and she was from L.A., and she came to here to Chicago. She was an accountant, and she had been eating all the foods that they say you shouldn't eat and all the stuff. She was just having so much fun and she was so in love, and automatically, not because of her diet, she wasn't dieting. All the pounds that she had lived with for all from high school to grammar school to her young adult life finally released her body because she was in love. Love, family. She was in love. Oh, juicy and delicious. She was in love. And love released her body from all the weight. That she had been carrying for most of her life. So, what I believe the moral of that story is, because I believe something she said was really interesting. She said that it's the fears and the stress and the frustration that keeps the weight on our body, because all those things are about protection. So our bodies stay protected because we're frustrated and because we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out, and our body holds on to the weight. And but when she was free and released, the girl is bad, I tell you, she's beautiful. And love is what she attributes her beautiful body to today. Love. Love slipped from her lips and released her hips. I'm so silly, y'all. Okay, let me get back. What do you want to create? What about your health and wellness in your body? What old habits need to die? What new habits do we need to reborn and bring forth authentic stuff? What about our family life and the connection we feel about others? I don't want you to wait for December 31st or January 1st. So I want you to think about these things today. So when December 31st comes, you know what I want you to say? Ooh, I'm already ahead of the game. I'm already bringing forth what I want even before the years came in for 2000. Because we get the momentum started in the beginning of the year and then we kind of fall off. But with today, I want us to think about what can keep that passion flowing, not just because it's 2019, oh my God, but what can we really create because it's our life, and keep creating because it's our life, not because it's a new year, new day, but just because we woke up and guess because I love my life and I love how I'm living my life and how passionate and juicy and delicious this life can be. If we just allow ourselves to be free. Ooh, I'm on the road today, family. Come on, come on. I need to say that again. If we just allow ourselves to be free. You see, creating is not that hard. Manifesting is not that hard. If we allow ourselves to be free. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were discussing some things about how he should show up at a particular place. He was like, should I wear my... And I said, nope, I think you should wear your T-shirt that says, no, this, this, and that, because it's going to attract the people. Everybody else is going to be in their suits and everything. I think you should show up differently. People are going to read your T-shirt and ask you, how can they bring their dream true? Where to be different? But more importantly, dare to be authentically you. And sometimes that may look like being different. But be dare to be you. Think about what you want to create. Think about what would it look like if I could just show up authentically me, just being me, free to be me. what does that look like? Now, this is the one that I really want you to focus in. Now, yeah, I wrote all this stuff down. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this when I was creating. What about your relationship with yourself? What would that look like? How would you take care of yourself? What would your relationship with yourself look like? And how would you take care of yourself? See, these are very powerful questions, and I can tell you that the more clear that we can be on what we want to create and then specifically why we want to create, it brings the momentum and the energy forward. One of the things I can tell you is that the other thing is the number one key for me to design the life of my dreams is to get really clear on how I want to show up on this planet. You see, I think about often how I want to show up on this planet. Because I want to play full out. You see, when I actually take the breath and leave this planet, I want the world to know Janine Ann Ingram was on this planet. I want the world to know that Janine Ann Ingram has played full out fast. I want the world to know that her legacy was love. That I want anybody who come into my experience, who come into any workshop, anything, any calls, or anything that I do, that the real reason for the season of your life is love. And for us to return to the place of magnificent, juicy, and delicious love for ourselves. Can you imagine a planet where the world's mind is about loving ourselves? So last night when I was creating, I was thinking about creating a retreat called Enter the Heart. And I was imagining us in Bali or Hawaii or some beautiful island. And it was called Enter the Heart Love Explosion. Woo! And I felt so good. And so delicious. And all the beautiful people was just taking in as I served them up love, family. I was serving that love, baby. I was serving it. And they was receiving it, too. So juicy and delicious, because I realized the reason why I was born. You see, the reason I was put on this planet to remind people that there's not an ill that love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't heal. And the question love is answered. And when we love oneself, we discover the most magical part of ourselves, which is the God presence, the goddess energy. And when the world can walk in a place, see, I dream of a place on a planet where we're so in love. So in love with me. That people are so in love with themselves that it's reeking from every cell in their body. That every cell in their body is in agreement with it. That love is permeating, saturating, and vibrating from every energetic expression on the planet. And it felt so juicy and delicious to be a part of a world where love manifested through how we moved and had our being. And that's when I knew I was born to love. I was born to love. People call me Lady Love. It just brings such, and I have to just stop here and say, this is the love journey that started calling me Lady Love. Lady Love. I love that name. I love that. And I smile when people call and say, hey, Lady Love. I simply smile. Because the reason for the season, for my life, is love. And so I want you to get into a space where you create your story. Into your own heart. And I believe that the problems that we are solving on the planet is going to take love. I think it's going to take love to bring our communities together. I think it's going to take love for people to bring and manifest what they want in their own personal lives. Collectively and individually, love is the answer. Everyone has a story in them that they want to bring forward. And everybody's asking, well, what's my purpose? Why was I born? And I want you to know your dreams can come true. Your dreams can come true in how you serve up your gifts on the planet. See, I know I'm serving love, family. I welcome you to my love playground every day. Thank you for coming to my, I call it love's playground. See, this love journey playground that we're coming in and we play each and every morning. You coming to play in the sandbox of love with me. Welcome to this love experience. Because I know I came to serve love. I come to remind you that you're so worth it and that you divinely been divinely designed to serve your gift. You see, I know now that I was divinely designed to serve love. I was divinely designed to give love, receive love. What's that Nature Boy song? To love and to be love in return is the greatest gift of all. Some of y'all might not know Nature Boy. Nature Boy is a song by wonderful, amazing spirit called Nat King Cole. He wrote this song in the midst of a feeling of going through some changes, of losing someone he truly, truly loved, because he didn't show up crooner and all the women wanted him. He didn't show up correctly in this relationship. But he said something really interesting when he was writing this song. He thought about this. He thought, why is the very thing that we desire is the very thing we run away from? The very thing we want is the very thing that we sabotage ourselves in. And that's love. We all desire to love and to be loved in return. But that's the one place that we kind of boggle up, he said. And I thought about that often, sitting in that place thinking, wow. What an interesting thought. I think about it. I thought about it last night because I believe that when we find out our purpose, and, you know, I think one of my favorite things that
came to my mind. Was a quote by Mark Twain. The two most valuable days on the planet is the day we were born and the day we find out why we were born. And so as we move into this place of knowing why and what and all this stuff, and it's so imagined, I want you to think about these things, because I don't want you to wait till 2019 and start. I want you to start right now. I want you to start right now. It's today with New Year's Day. The excitement of the new year. You've been partying. You're excited. You celebrated. What would that look like for you? Some of you all have birthdays coming up. So this might be in a time to take that excitement and create what you want this new earth cycle to look like for you. See, I want these things for myself as well as for you, because I know it's our God or divinely given mission while we're on earth to live our best life. I don't want you to spend another day, another second, another minute settling for less than what you know you're worth. I'm going to say that again. I don't want you or me to spend another minute, another second, or time settling for something we know our worth. So whatever the why and the reason, just let's get really clear and print that out. Review it every single day. Be intentional. Be clear. What is it that you really want? What will bring your true, authentic self? This will be your breakout time, your breakout year. If you allow yourself the persistence and the faith to allow your dreams to come true, not from a sense of fear. I don't want us to think about it from a fear, but just from the fact that whatever amount of time we have left, that each day we were courageous enough to take action toward who our authentic self is. And so this earth year and this new 2019 is about a courageous action. Courageous action. So courageous action, being action, that requires courage. Courage. Core is the root word from French meaning of the heart. So think about courage. Core is the root word from French meaning of the heart. Right? Heart-based action, heart-based intention, heart-based authenticity, heart-based something that comes from the heart that you know is what your life should be. But the challenge for me, when the heart speaks, the mind gets scared. See, the mind can get scared of the heart. Because, see, the heart has no fear. Let me say that again. I know you're like, what? Yes. See, what courage is, when your heart speaks and the mind is scared, and you have to take action in spite of your fear. That's my definition of courage. Because when your heart speaks, your mind gets scared and you have to take action in spite of fear. That is your courage right there. It's of the heart. Courage is of the heart. Courage is not a mental action. Courage is a heart action. And so as we enter into the heart of this year, I want, and I mean the year of today, the year of your new earth day, the year of possibilities of new things happening, I don't want us to wait till New Year's Eve and get the momentum and then lose it. I want us to come into the new year with a bang. Baby, I want you to grab hold of 2019 and say, I'm here. And I'm about to do the damn thing this year, today. Oh, I know I'm silly, y'all. I'm silly. But this is your breakout time. See, I don't want you to be one of those people who, from a month from now, will have forgotten what you wanted to create. So I'm going to keep bringing it up. I'm going to keep reminding you as we move in 2019. That this is your time. This is your time to come alive. This is your time to find out what makes you come alive and go in life and do the doggone thing. To me, this is very exciting to me, because I want us to use this momentum and this time to get clear. I don't want you to wait to December 31st and 2019. I want you to do it right now. Just do it right now. That's my motto. Just do it right now. Just do it. Just do it right now. I want you to be focused and dedicated to the commitment to you in the direction you want to go and ultimately ahead of the game, because we're going to wake up right now, not in 2019, right now, with the momentum. So today, our word for the new earth year for some of you all, to all my Virgo sisters and brothers, I love you. I love you. I love you. To all the birthdays that's coming up this week, I love you. I love you. Oh, you all are so amazing. And to those of us who birthdays might be the end, some more part of the year or next year, we're going to act like today is our new day, and we're going to get the momentum. And I want you to take courageous action. Yep. It's about taking courageous action. It would be cool if, when I post this on the Love Journey, that you would come up and say, what would your courageous act be today, this year? And just post it. And we hashtag courageous action. What courageous action will you take every day toward the commitment of you? Because remember, every little thing becomes a massive, because every inch by inch, every little thing you do becomes a massive shift in your life. Your strategic, courageous action. I'm wishing you an incredible day today, but I'm wishing you more of a creative, incredible day. I want you to take this night when you get home and after you get your family, just to take a few minutes and really think about that creative, juicy, amazing life. Take action, make it real. And I'm going to see you at the top, family. I'm going to see you at the top of this juicy and delicious life, with strawberries on top and cherries on top and watermelon being served up in your bikini. Only, yeah, baby. What would your courageous action be? And as you come to my retreat called Into the Heart Love Explosion, and all the juicy and delicious serving of love, I'm going to be serving it up, baby, serving it up. Oh, sister girl is serving it. She will be serving you love, love. And I tell you what God has downloaded into my heart. We're more powerful than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. And the only difference between those who are living massive, amazing lives and those who are living an ordained, mundane, I say ordained, mundane life, is just the courage to be true to ourselves. That's it. So our word for 2019 is going to be courageous action. Every now and then, from now until we move into the 2019, I'm going to be asking, what is your courageous action? What have you taken? What have you done to create the most amazing life that you want? Let me tell you, we've entered into a celestial time where energy is being sent to the planet, and we're being able to move and navigate in ways that we've never been able, as fast as we've never been able to navigate. You have the power, family. And see, you don't have to be, we don't got to know and understand all that. All we got to do is just do what we've been called to do, which is just to be authentic. Authentically true to ourselves. That sounds like a curse word, especially for my beautiful sisters, because we think that we got to heal and do and touch and everybody else, but it's really just about you doing your work on you. What courageous action. As you've figured the mission that you came to the planet What would be your courageous action to discover the most amazing discovery? And guess what that most amazing discovery has been? This is when one. Now, this is a Janine Ingram quote. You might want to write this down. I'm going to give you a minute. Get your pen. You might want to write this one. The most amazing discovery that has ever been discovered on the planet. Drum roll. You. When you discover you. When one discovers themselves, they have discovered. This is a Janine A. Ingram quote. You have discovered the most magnificent gift on the planet. There's no other discovery more amazing than the discovery of you. All right, family, that's my message for today. Press 1 on Blog Talk if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. You want to add your voice to the space, or is there something you thought, or if I sparked anything in you and you wanted to just express it, this is your time to put your voice in the space right now. I know I put a lot on your mind, but the Creator had a master plan when the Creator created you. So as some of you all move into the cycle of your new earth year, and some of you all are moving into the 2019 year, and some of you all in spaces where you're trying to figure out what's really going on, I want you to think about the most amazing discovery is one to discover oneself. That's Janine A. Ingram. When you put the quote out there, put it on Facebook, let's tweet it out. Put my name on it, y'all. Put my name on it. Put my name on it. Like Beyonce say, put a ring on it. I'm saying put my name on it. All right, family, I'm just being silly this morning because that's how I feel. But I just want to say that I'm serving you a lot of love this morning. And I want to thank you for attending Love's Playground because you've been in my playground playing in the sandbox with me. Can't believe good morning. I can't believe you opening up your line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You come to this line every day. You be one of the first people, and I've never seen you speak. All right. Courageous action.
You know what?
Okay,
you have me. Honestly, you have me on fire. I've always been on fire. I've always wanted to talk. I've always wanted to express my love. But I get overwhelmed and teary-eyed and nervous as I am right now. But, Lady Love, I just want you to know that I just love you. I just love you. I don't have much to say, and maybe I do have a lot to say, but I just wanted to say that I love you. Thank you for the prayers. Granny is stable. It's a struggle, but she's stable. And I just wanted to say that I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
I know you have a lot. I want to be my authentic me. I want to discover what I love about me more. I don't want to wait until January 1st and say Happy New Year. I want it to be happy today, tonight, tomorrow.
Yes.
Like what I want. It's like fire in me to figure it out and not close myself in from everybody. As soon as I feel like we have a connection, and then I just close down, and then I'm angry because I want to continue that relationship.
Yes. Well, this is the first step to your courageous action. I love it. And you are so worth to keep a connection with you. So amazing.
Thank you. And that's it. I feel good that I actually pressed one.
Yay! I know. Let's celebrate.
Lady Love.
I'm like, when I saw your number, I had to open up the line. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's speaking.
It's
a lot of people who come to the line. You always wanted to press it. Well, thank you for pressing it. You know, sometimes people don't realize that just because you're in front of the people and I come to the line, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I come and I do feel good. And then sometimes I come and I have to move past my own feelings. And so to be given an opportunity to be appreciated sometimes feels, well, it always feels good. And it's always a reminder that, you know, what you're doing matters. You know, what you do matters.
Yes.
And so to today, thank you for reminding me what I do matters. I appreciate you too.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Lady Love.
Have an awesome day.
You do the same, sweetie. Thank you for pressing the one.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye. All right, anybody else? Press one on Blog Talk, and if you're on teleconference, star six. Good morning, love. All right, family. Go on once, go on twice. Going three times. I guess I'm done serving my love on the love journey this morning. And I just want to remind you, tomorrow we have somebody who's going to come on talking about money. Money, money, money,
good
money. Good morning.
Good God morning. Great awakening. How they, I love the way people reach you in the morning, especially on social media.
Great rising.
It makes my heart sing. I am grateful. It's always good to hear from someone who normally does not speak up. Thank you for speaking up and sharing the truth. It is so amazing. My new year is about to begin. My new year always starts on my birthday, September 2nd. And I was just thinking last night, Rosa, it's time for you to do a reevaluation. You know that thing that you do, all the things I like about myself and all the things I don't really like about myself and are willing to change. You know, just make two lists and scratch out what you're doing good and start working on those things that need improvement. You know, every year I feel that we should become a new, brand new me. I should become a brand new me, keeping that which I have and keep expanding on that and releasing some other stuff. And so it is so apropos. I listened this morning and you did the forgiveness first. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I love that. You know, today when I was listening to Valerie Love, she was saying, release the guilt. You know, everybody plays on your guilt, your things that you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Like the bill collector calls you, your daughter, your son-in-law, your, you know, your grandchildren, and you feel bad because you can't do it. So they play on those guilt and release that guilt. You don't owe nobody nothing but you. You only owe yourself to be better, to try harder, to keep being committed to improving that brand new you. You mentioned also about your car, your mind being a parking lot. I love that. That, what do they call it? I can't even think of what they call it when you make that connection. Okay, so you got all these cards. Which one are you fueling up? The can't or the can? You know, the blessed or the whipped? You know, which one are you fueling up? And then you have to become aware. Listen to yourself, your inner self. All those thoughts that go through your mind. Say they're not true if they're not. Change it. And keep on changing it until your thoughts are more like God. I keep my mind on God. God's thoughts. Blessed thoughts. You know, even when I don't feel good, like thank you for it. It's a process and we go through it and praisefully we learn that lesson while we're here that I come around to this earth. I will have some new lessons to learn. But these will be already moving me to the next level of spiritual connection. You know, I remember when I started, I they asked me, what was my purpose? There's one thing that I really wanted to learn, and I wanted to be like God. I wanted to show God in me. I wanted that to be the first thing that people see in me, even if they don't agree, even if they don't understand, but it's all right. But for me, to be that God, and God is love, God is acceptance, God is pure, unadulterated love, no matter how the other person shows up. And I try to do that, you know. Do I make it all the time? Sometimes I do go off on people, but I don't do it as much as I used to do. Oh, my God. I used to be terrible. Ah! That Virgo in me wanting perfection in everybody else and not even seeing the imperfections in myself. They say what you bring to you is who you are. No matter what it is, your relationships are a reflection of who I am. Right now, and I can say I have some loving relationships, and you are part of that. And so for that, I am grateful. Thank you for reminding me that I can change at the drop of a dime if I desire. So, peace and love.
All right. Love, love, love. Okay. Thank you, Rosa J. All right. Anybody else? All right. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. Thank you for playing in my love's playground in the sandbox with me today, reminding you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Family, what courageous action can you take today? What courageous action can you take to be your authentic self? This is The Whispers. Welcome to my dream. It's for you, Monica. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingrid.
In every way, you're part of me. All I thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey. Welcome to my dream family. Have an amazing, dream-filled, love-filled, juicy and delicious, prosperous, money-filled day. I see you in the morning.